Good show.
Good show.
Everyone from around the world in the chat room and on the phone, welcome to Monday Night Psychic Readings with Ms. Nina and Linus here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The phone number to the show is 646-727-2914. We're so glad that you're joining and supporting the show tonight. We discuss various topics from business to personal. We will give you the answers to the best of our abilities, and what you do with the information, well, that's up to you. Daily psychic readings are done on the website, theessenceofsuccess.net, from 11 a.m. in the morning and 7 p.m. Monday through Friday. We do not read on the weekends, period. If you're not ready yet to schedule a reading, well, at least go to the website and subscribe. And, you know, you can donate, too. That helps to keep the service going. If you have any messages for me and Miss Nina, please go to the website. If you scroll down to toward the end of the page, you'll see the little message box and send us a message. Or you can go on Facebook, the Essence of Success Radio Network, and leave us a message there. Okay, let me bring in my co-host, Miss Nina. Welcome to the show.
Good evening, everyone. Good evening, Lannis. I hope you're all having a great evening. Retrograde, I think, is kicking many of our butts. It's not been friendly, that's for darn sure, this time around. So hang on, we only have, what, another 10 days and it's over. So hang on to your hat, try to remain positive, and get through this. I know it's rough. I know it because I've been feeling it too. So, try to move forward through all of this. Oh, I'm not going to say the crap. Okay, no, I didn't say the bad one. I said crap. But anyways, I have some birthdays, so I'm going to announce them. Yesterday, on St. Patty's Day, it was Samantha's birthday, and she turned 23. Happy birthday, Sam. I love you. And on Wednesday, the 20th, is my son Sean's birthday. Happy birthday, son. I love you. Also, my nephew John's birthday is that day. Happy birthday, John. I love you, too. And that's the birthdays for this week, but look out next week. There's lots of them.
Okay, and I have a happy birthday to my best friend, Velda. She's been gone since 2007, but I still miss you, girl. Still miss you. God bless you. Okay, that was all I had. What else you got?
Well, other than retrograde being a pain in the you-know-what, I don't have much. I'm just excited to help people tonight. And remember, everyone, I am a Reiki master. If you need healing or someone you know or love needs healing, please get a hold of me on the website and let me know, and I will send them or you healing.
Amen. And don't you have a guest in the chat room tonight?
I do. Heather is in the chat room with me tonight. Thank you, Heather, for being here. I've missed you. It's been a while since you and I've talked.
Thank you, Heather. You know, it's always a treat when you're here with me to help out, too, but we're so glad you're here with us tonight. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I hope everything is going well for you, too, your new job. Okay, well, is there any other announcements? Oh, yes, you know we're in Mercury retrograde till the 28th, which Miss Nina just told you. Also, on Wednesday is the full moon. We're still in Mercury retrograde, but the 20th is the full moon for March. So just to let you know on that.
My calendar says the 21st. So somewhere in the middle, on the 20th or 21st, is the full moon, and that is also going to affect people. So because we're in retrograde, it may be a pretty bumpy road for the next few days. So hang on to your hats. Like I said, try and remain positive and be grounded. Keep your feet planted before you reply to some snide remarks or something that you may receive. It's going to be bumpy. Hang on, folks.
Okay. Well, I guess we're ready to begin then, huh? Okay. Our first caller is... Our first caller is area code 404. You're on the air with Miss Nina and Lennox. Who's this?
Hey, how you doing? My name is Ashia.
Hi, Ashia.
Did you say Bakia?
Hey. Ashia.
Ashia.
Oh, Akia.
Yes,
okay.
Akia,
that's not it?
A-S-H-I-A. Yeah,
A-I-A. She's there. Okay.
Ashia.
No.
Okay. It's okay, Ashia. I've got it right.
Right, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead, forgive me. I just am not hearing you clearly.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, you're okay. I get it a lot, though. My question is, well, I was trying to, I put in some time for a week in May to attend the volunteer for this heart camp, just for like kids with, you know, congenital heart disease and stuff. But my manager, she denied it, and I haven't, you know, had like a vacation that everybody else has. So what do you see? Do you see her, like, giving it to me? If not, I'm thinking I'm just going to call out for that week to see me, will I get fired or something? Because I'm doing it because I lost my son to congenital heart disease, and I have congenital heart disease, and I used to go there when I was a kid. And, like, some of my friends that went there has passed away, and one of the parents asked me if I could come and volunteer. But I don't know. My manager, she is acting. Mm-hmm.
I think that was very nice of you to even want to do that. Go ahead, Nina.
Yes. That is beautiful that you want to do that, and I commend you.
Yes,
but
ma'am.
Unfortunately, hon, I do not see her changing her mind. And if you decide to take that time off for whatever reason, I think you may lose your job.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So my suggestion to you is to send in a written request to her explaining the circumstances and see if she will change her mind then.
Because I was thinking about just lying and say I have a procedure or something for a death in
the
family.
No.
Don't put that in the universe, because if something happened to you physically, you'd be hurting. So, no, don't put that out there to the universe. Go ahead, Nina.
And not only that, lying never gets you anywhere, because eventually you get caught up in that. So don't lie to her. Do as I say. Put it down in writing that this is why you want the time off, and this is what you're going to be doing, and see if you can change your mind that way. And if you can't, if you do go, you won't have a job when you get back unless she gives you permission.
Oh.
Lennox, do you have anything
yes,
to add
ma'am.
To this?
Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. I agree with you. I was just thinking it's a shame. She's doing this for a very good reason, in remembrance of her son as well as other kids that have the problem. And some people, I'm not going to put that up to Mercury retrograde. Some people are just that cold-hearted. So Nina's right.
Mm-hmm.
Write her a letter. Because then you have a legal document that you told the truth. This is why you've experienced this with your child, and you want to help other parents. So, and if she still turns you down, well, you did what's right. You hold your head up high.
Yeah.
Even if you're not able to go, you hold your head up high because you did it the right way.
Mhm. Mhm. Oh, wow. Okay, so y'all don't see me going at all.
I see you might be able to change her cold-hearted heart if you send in the written request.
Mm-hmm.
With the reasons why. She may. I can't for sure. I'm just telling you she may change her mind. But do it with, rather than just verbally. That may help you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. And
my suggestion is for you to pray. Go ahead, Nina, before you go. Go ahead,
Nina. I'm praying for you as well because you have a good heart, and because you want to do good,
I'm
praying that good will outweigh everything else, and you'll be able to go. Okay? So that's
yes,
all we can do.
Thank you.
You're welcome, hon. God bless you.
Yeah. Yes, God bless you, and thank you for your love of humanity.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. All right. Have a good
week. You too.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
I tell you, Nina, sometimes our society is just, you know, when people want to do good and they get cut down, that shit, I'm sorry, y'all, excuse my language, but that shit pisses me off. When I think about people out here doing drugs, alcohol, prostitute, whatever, that's not helping humanity, it's making it worse. And you have a person here that's trying to help because they went through this poor thing, went through this tragedy in her own family, and she wants to reach out to other parents. And you don't even have the heart enough to let her go? I don't understand that. That's just heartless to me.
Yeah.
But anyway.
All I can say to that, Lennox, is shame on her.
Yes. Yes.
Yep.
Right.
Oh, well.
Shame on that supervisor for acting like that.
Let's go to the next call.
786, you're on the air with Nina and Lennox. Who's this?
Yolanda.
Dion?
No, Yolanda.
Oh, Yolanda.
Yolanda.
Okay. It's Yolanda Adams. You know I'm teasing you. That's a gospel singer. Okay, Miss
no,
Yolanda.
No, I know who Yolanda is.
You do?
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right.
She's beautiful.
What can we answer for you? Oh, yes. Beautiful, beautiful voice. Anyway, what can we answer for you today, Yolanda?
Well, I was thinking about changing jobs, and I wanted to know what you thought about that, if I should stick it out where I'm at. Do you see a future for me there, or if I should change jobs and see if I could go someplace else, you know, so that I can move up?
Okay, so what are you doing now? Can you tell us, I mean, just the title of the position you're in now?
Sure. I'm a purchasing clerk.
I'm sorry?
Purchasing clerk.
You have to take this one, Nina.
Okay, she's a purchasing clerk, Lennox.
Okay.
That's a tough one. The angels are telling me that if you leave the job that you're at right now, you lose your seniority. But you may have more peace of mind if you find another job. That's what they're telling me, that you would be, you will have to decide on this one. They have a conflicting. Seniority you'll give up if you change jobs, but you'll have peace of mind, and it's not coming in very clear. You'll have peace of mind if you do change jobs. They're saying that whatever job you take, it will be unilateral, that it will be the same pay, but you have room for advancement and also for a pay increase if you take another job. I got everything straight now. Gladys, can you add to this?
That she'll get, I see her in a boat out on the water by herself. I don't know why, that's the vision they gave me. She's in a rowboat, and she's just sitting out there all by herself in the boat. There's nothing around her. So I don't know what that means. The guys thought, they're like, why am I seeing this on her? But I don't know, maybe you feel like you're alone in this endeavor trying to make a change for the better, and you don't have support.
Maybe.
Maybe, is that what
maybe.
It is? Okay.
Maybe.
Is that,
yeah.
Is that what's happening, Yolanda? Okay. That makes more sense to me as well as what the angels were telling me to. It was so garbled that, yeah, that makes more definitely more sense to me. Good one, Lana. Thank you for picking that up.
Yeah.
Okay.
I wouldn't leave that job until you got something lined up, but I can understand. I can understand you being fed up. It's kind of a toxic situation. But make sure you have the other one lined up before you leave this one. Give yourself a two-week gauge, you know.
Right. Yeah, most definitely.
Yeah, the angels are
telling
me that, the angels are telling me that when you decide to change companies, and you put your resume out there, you will get another job. So,
okay.
Yeah. They
oh, yeah.
Me
I saw that, too. Yeah, that's not a problem.
Yeah.
It's just when she want to leave. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's just when, yeah, like when you want to leave. So stay at the job you've got now and put your resumes out there, and I'm sure you will find another job.
Okay.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, Yolanda, it's just a matter of when you want to leave. If you want to be gone by May, then, you know, next month, put all your feelers out, get all those applications out, like Nina said. And if your projection's by June, you're out of there, then do that. And by June, you can tell me, kiss your grit. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling. And let Nina know. Give us a call back and let her know, yeah. All right. Thank you, Yolanda, and have a wonderful week, young lady. Okay, next caller is area code 347. You're on the air with Miss Nina and Lennis. Who's this?
My name is Aaliyah.
Hi, Aaliyah. How are you?
I'm fine.
And what can we answer for you today?
Well, my question is, like, I just stopped talking to, like, this boy. And I've been feeling like him and my friend was talking and messing around. And I just wanted to know if that's, like, true.
What's his first name?
Kevin.
Teddy?
Kevin.
Well, I'm having a problem getting clarity through this phone today. Nina, did you understand what his name is?
Kevin.
No, I didn't. Kevin?
Okay, see, I didn't
either.
Spell his first name to us, because I'm not understanding you. I got Aaliyah, but I didn't understand his name.
K-E-V-I-N.
It's Kevin.
K-E-V-I-N.
Dennis.
Oh, it's Kevin? K-E-V-I-N.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay.
Now, what was your question again, Aaliyah? I didn't pick up the first part of it.
She wanted to know if he was being true or had he messed up on her.
Yeah, but I asked that, like, with a friend. I said, did he do any of that with a friend or any close by people? Because that's how I feel. Because we separated. And I just wanted to know.
Okay. All right. Let us concentrate then.
Yeah, I concentrated and got one hell of a headache right now above my right eye. Is he your boyfriend or is he your friend? What is he? What is your relationship with this guy?
We broke up. We broke up recently.
Okay. And you want to get back with him? Is that why you're inquiring about what is he doing now? You want to get back in the relationship?
Oh, no.
No? Then why are you asking?
No. Because I still have feelings, and I just want to know if it's true or not. Just want to know if
yeah, it's true. He is with another woman, but that's what I want to know. If you two have split up, and you ask questions like this to me, it's like I want to get back with this guy, because if you didn't ask the question, you don't care. You've moved on, so you haven't moved mm-hmm. on. You still have feelings for him, and that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. He has moved on. Let's put it like that. He has moved on. Yes.
So is he with anybody that I know?
Yep. Yes, he is. And I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't know why you're allowing yourself even 2 seconds to think about this man. Because I got a horrible headache right now, which tells me it's either evil, toxic, negativity, whatever. But it's bad because my head is bumping. So.
So
if you two split up, that was a blessing from God. I'm sorry?
Anybody that I know, like any of my friends.
Okay, you're not even listening to me. You're not even listening to me. You're listening to yourself, what you want to hear. You understand what I'm saying? You're listening to you. Huh? Come on, talk to me, girlfriend. I'm open. I got big shoulders.
I hear what you're saying, and I feel like that's why we broke up. But I want to make sure that it's not he don't talk to anybody that I know around my circle so I can feel comfortable.
Be comfortable around your friends because you don't want to be around that girlfriend that's having relationships with your past boyfriend.
Yes.
She wasn't a friend if she's with him. So that answers that question. What's next? Because a friend wouldn't go with any boyfriend that you've been with. So what's your next one? Yes, it's true. What's your next one?
So that means he is with one of my friends.
Which one is it? I don't know whether I should even tell you that or not because you're not hearing me. You two hurt. You're only hearing yourself. I'm trying to tell you, let it go. Walk away.
Let it go, walk away, and learn to love yourself.
I do love myself. We are not together. I just want to know if he was with a friend of mine. That's it.
Yes, Neil. Lennis already told you. Yes, he was with a friend of yours.
So,
Aaliyah, one question per caller. If you want to call back in, we'll answer your second question. Okay?
Can I ask how long? Because how long, like, this has been going on?
No, you need to call back in if you want a second question. Okay?
All right.
Yeah, call back in or either get a reading from us, and then we can go into depth about this relationship that you don't have, that you want still. Okay? Seriously, give us a call back. Aaliyah. Is it Aaliyah? Yeah. Give us a call back, please.
All right.
All right. Or schedule a reading. All right. And keep your head up high. You hear me? Be proud. You got purpose. Keep your head up high. You're a better woman than being with that guy. That was a mistake all the way around, but I'm not going to go into that right now. So if you have a second question, please feel free to call back or go to the website and schedule a reading with me and Miss Nina, okay?
All right.
All right, and I want you to know that we love you. No matter what your decision, we still support you, okay? Because you're a human being. All right. Thanks for calling, Aaliyah. Keep in touch with us. All right, you're listening to Monday Psychic Readings with Lennis and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number to the show is 646-727-2914, and we do have lines open. The area code is 646-727-2914. I'm going to say this right quick. We will give you answers to the best of our abilities. What you do with that information, y'all, that's up to you. Because the angels and the guys do not lie to me and Miss Nina. So when we give you information, we're giving you how it's coming to us, even when we have feelings like our, like we have a headache or a heartache or something, because we're empathic as well as being intuitive. And so we just want you to know, we give you information. Whether you agree or not, hey, that's your prerogative, you know, but we're giving you to the best of our abilities from our guides and angels. Okay. Next call, area code 646. You're on the air with Linus and Nina. Who's this?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. My name is Latima.
Latima. Hi, Latima.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm doing all, I don't know, my energy is like all over the place now because I'm a moon child and the moon is a full moon tonight, so I don't know how I'm feeling. I just want a general reading. If you're picking up anything with me.
Well, you need to, because this is, we only answer one question, you need to actually direct us to what you want answered. So ask us a question and we will answer it to the best of our abilities. And I understand about you being a moon child and the moon playing havoc with you right now. But please ground yourself.
Okay.
Ground yourself and you will feel better. But you need to ground yourself. So to do that,
okay, I
wanna just think about,
sorry, I'm sorry. I really want to ask about relationships, but I think y'all would like pick that up for me. But do you see any new relationship coming towards my way? Like a good one?
Okay. Stop. Is that the question that you want? Is a relationship question?
Yes.
Is that okay? Are you in a relationship now, or have you just recently got out of a relationship?
Yeah, I just recently got out of one.
Like how recent? Are we talking a month ago, 6 months ago, a year ago?
A year ago, like 6 months ago. We ended it like last year in the winter.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure that that energy from that male is gone. So while we're looking at new energy. Who's this man that's coming towards you? Okay. Oh, I'm getting giggles. Giggles like something's really funny. Whoa. Okay, Fatima, I'm just going to put it to you the way the angels are giving it to me. I said something was making me feel funny, and I was happy, and they're telling me it's funny how you come and ask about a relationship. That's what they're saying, so I'm just saying it like they're giving it to me. See, and you're laughing. You know what it's about. See, girl, please, come on now, come on.
Because I know, like, deep down inside, I'm not ready as yet. Because I got to do, like, self-love. But I just want to know if you see in the future if any good one is coming. Because I feel like I'm ready for, like, to settle for, like, a good man. I'm just tired of other guys.
Of course they are coming. You're the right type of person. You reflect only positive energy. Of course the right guy and a good guy is coming. Just hang in there, hon. He's not very far away.
No. Ooh, thank you.
No.
Thank you, Nina, because I saw this guy 2 blocks from her. Where was she living? I'm not saying he lives in that area. But I saw him 2 blocks away coming, walking towards your domain. So when Nina said soon, I was like, yeah, I got 2 blocks. What is that, 2 weeks, 2 months? But, yeah, he's close.
Oh,
he's
wow.
close, so... Yeah, it could be 2 days, 2 weeks, or 2 months. But I'll tell you what, don't start a relationship in Mercury retrograde. If you meet this new guy, just keep it light and bright, you know, just friends,
mm-hmm.
light. Don't go into anything heavy until after the 28th. But there is someone coming up. Miss Nina's right. There definitely is somebody coming up quickly.
Do you see this like being like a long-lasting one, or is just like it's just someone that I'm going to take a step forward with?
No, this is a long-lasting one. This is a good guy, and it's because of you and your positive energy. Like, I'm picking up your energy from here. It's wonderful.
Wow.
Love your energy.
Thank you.
It's,
I came a long way to get to this energy. I came a long, long way. A long way.
That's good, because we all come a long way to get to positivity. And you're there, and keep it up. Don't let it slip.
Oh,
Glennis, aren't you? You're welcome.
Yeah.
Glennis, aren't you? Up? It's wonderful.
Wow. Listen, I was going to tell her, just go ahead and tell God what she wants. Look here, G.
Mm-hmm.
Made you laugh. Anyway, you know, not necessarily God, but, you know, in your prayer. I don't want to say a criteria, because I don't always like that when women say that, because somebody that could be younger or older than you could still show you the love that you've been looking for. But I would just say, what is going to make you comfortable? Like, he's intelligent, he's got a good job, he's comfortable to the eyes, easy on the eyes, you know, and he knows how to treat a woman. Yeah.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
I mean, my name.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
You're doing good. Let us know. Stay on the path you're on, because you're doing good, young lady. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much.
You are. You're welcome. Thank you.
Yes. Have a beautiful week, honey. All right. You're listening to Monday Psychic Readings with Glennis and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The phone number to the show is 646-727-2914, and we do have some lines available, so call in. And don't forget, you know Nina's in the chat room and Heather, so either way, you know, come on in to the show. All right, the next caller is area code 816. You're on the air with Miss Nina and Glennis. Who's this?
Hi, this is Jessica.
Hi, Jessica.
No. I have a question. Someone has resurfaced back into my life as of this weekend, and I wanted to know if this is somebody that I should keep in my life, like keep around.
Oh, okay. What's his first name, Jessica?
James.
James?
Yeah, Jamie.
Is that right?
He goes by Jamie.
Oh, he goes by Jamie. Okay, well, let's go by what he calls himself, Jamie. Okay. Oh, you two used to have a lot of fun together back in the day.
Yeah.
I can see why you're interested this time around. I have a really good feeling about Jamie. I have this feeling like I just want to go and enjoy the world and be an adventurer and be a sponge and take in everything. He, to me, reminds me like of an Aquarius. You know, the very intelligent, humanitarian type of thing. Yeah.
Yeah, he does. Okay. He does a lot of philanthropy work around the city.
Okay. Thank you for the validation. I think you two would make a good couple. I keep seeing the word whale, W-E-L-L. Miss Nina, what are you picking up? All is well. All is well.
Yeah.
Could you turn your TV down a little bit for us, Jessica?
Yeah,
thank you.
Sorry.
Okay, that's better.
Sorry.
No, it's not better.
No, now we're hearing somebody talking in the background. Are you trying to listen to the show while you're talking to us? Because it'll feed back. Just turn it down while you're on the air with us.
Is that better?
Yeah. When you're on the air, you
okay.
can't hear yourself, too. Once you get off, then you can go back. Or, you know, you can always come in and listen to the show. I mean, archive,
sorry.
But you always archive. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, Miss Nina. You were saying something.
Yeah, I'm picking up that, yes, he could be fun, but I'm also picking up that there's a block there with him somewhere. I'm not sure. It's nothing serious, but there seems to be a slight problem with him. I think it's from his past. it's not clear. That's all I can tell you. It's not clear, and all I'm seeing is a block. So there's something from his past that is going to interfere with him for a little while. And I think it's probably just because of retrograde. I think once you can get past the 28th, that problem will be solved.
Yeah.
It's nothing long-lasting. Whatever this problem is, it isn't long-lasting, and it doesn't really have anything to do with you. It's just something that he needs to solve himself.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
We're asking you just be patient, Jessica. He's a good guy. I mean, Nina, you didn't pick up anything bad on him, did you? I didn't either. I felt really good about him. But because we're in Mercury retrograde, you know it can screw shit up. So that's why Nina's telling you, wait till after 28 before you take it to that level, like, okay, it's me and you, let's go do this and that, you know, which is beautiful.
Right.
But I don't want you two to have problems. That's what I'm saying. Just keep it light and bright. And then after the 28th, we only got 10 days. Like Nina said, we ain't got but 10 days and we'll be out of this bullshit. I hate it this time. Excuse me, guys. I do. I very much dislike it.
Yeah, because I met him maybe like 2 years ago when I first met him. He scared me because I felt like he was like way too good to be true. It's like way too good looking. He does all this humanitarian work, and I'm just like, where did this person come from?
He isn't too good to be true. He is true. He's open. He's honest. This is what I'm picking up.
Yep.
Open, honest, hard worker. He loves children. He's a good guy. He's not too good to be true. But there is something that he is working on that's a problem for him. It's got nothing to do with you, and it will not hurt you. But he does have a problem.
No.
He does have a problem that he needs to fix, and it will be fixed shortly. So like Lena said, keep it light and bright for now. And after the 28th, go for it, girlfriend.
Okay. Great. Thank you, guys.
Yeah. And maybe one day he might discuss that issue with you, but don't ask me about it. Just go with the flow.
Okay.
Yeah, because I have a feeling later on he is going to bring it up and tell you a couple of things, but just let him do it. Don't you press, you know. Yeah.
Okay.
Let him do it. And you'll be fine. So, yeah, you got to call us back, girl, and let us know about you and Jamie. Hee-hee. I feel like
a little
kid right now. Like you're on the playground, you know, and like, oh, you like Jamie? He's so cute. Just a really bubbly good feeling, and that's beautiful. God bless you. Yeah, it's a good feeling.
Thank you, guys.
So let us know, Jessica, as time goes on. And for sure call us after the 28th and let us know what's going on, you know. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Have a wonderful week, young lady. All right. Well, we've got some lines open, y'all, if you want to call in.
Okay, Lena.
And let us answer some questions. Yes, ma'am.
I now have the two H's in the chat room with me. I have Holly and Heather in the chat room with me now. So it's a party.
All right. Only one missing is Anna, huh? An agent.
That's right. But, yeah, we callers, you better call in, too, and otherwise that two-minute warning is going up, and you know I'm serious about that one.
Yeah. I missed you. But anyway, I missed you. Happy birthday to, okay, who's changing over this week? Taurus, right? Yeah. Happy birthday, Taurus.
Yeah.
You're coming in on the 20th or the 21st, so. Happy birthday to all you Taurus people, and I hope that, who was before, Pisces, that you folks had a good birthday month. So.
My son and I both have to be on the precipice of both the signs. Like, his birthday is on Wednesday, so he can take on both the signs. And me on the 21st of September being a Virgo, I can also take on both the signs. So sometimes, Saturday night does come out, you know, I just can't help it.
That's all right.
Ladies and gentlemen, you now have your 2-minute warning. You better call in because Luna's serious.
I'm telling you, okay. That's right. Since nobody called in, let me do a couple announcements. So y'all know that we have the website, and I started, I think it's been a couple of weeks now, I'm doing YouTube videos, and it's Saturday Night Psychic. What else? I'm Saturday Night Nina Sunday. I tried to use another name, and the other name was like 10,000 people had that name. I was like, Jesus Christ. So anyway, a Saturday Night Psychic on YouTube, and you'll see the month of March horoscopes. Second show is about Mercury retrograde, how it's affecting all of the 12 signs. And the third show is I did the prayer, I desire a partner. Y'all have heard me do this before. But this time, not only did I read the prayer, I went back through and interpreted the prayer. So I'm not just saying it, but understand what you're saying, okay? So anyway, check me out, Saturday Night Psychic on YouTube. 347, you're on the air with Miss Nina and Linus. Who's this?
This is Sabrina. Hello?
Yes.
Hello.
Yes,
hello.
This, how you doing?
You said this is Sabrina?
Sabrina with a T. Sabrina.
Sabrina.
Okay. Sabrina. Okay, thank
yes.
you. Katina. Okay. Go ahead. Welcome
okay.
to the show.
How you doing?
So, Katina, what can we answer for you today?
Okay, I have a question. I've been dating somebody since, like, last June, and right now he's, like, kind of sending me mixed signals, so I'm trying to see if it's someone else, or it's just him going through something.
What's his
first
name, Katina?
Corey.
C-O-R-E-Y?
Yes.
Okay. God, I get the feeling I'm in quicksand and it's pulling me down. I'm standing there and I'm just going down, down, down. The more I fight, it's just pulling me down.
Yeah, and Manus, all I saw was black clouds over him and bars in front of him like they were stopping him from doing what he wanted to do. That's what I'm seeing. He's really having a turbulent time right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's
dealing with family right now and friends, but it's like a sinking situation he's trying to get out of.
Oh, because he is married, but he's separated. So they live in two different states, and the wife has, like, a mental condition. So she pulls him into her.
Yeah.
She's going
okay.
through. Okay.
Okay, thank you. You just, you gave me what I needed. That's what I was seeing. Okay, he isn't with anybody else. He is having problems right now, personal problems dealing with, I guess his past. Yeah. Holy.
Yes, he have a child by her, and he have autism. The child have autism, so she like keep drawing him back to her through the child, even though he takes
yeah.
in the child.
Yeah.
And I
okay.
think it goes
yeah,
to the nature of going to a private place, like closed down when it's happened.
Yeah. That's what I'm seeing and feeling, and it's not a nice feeling that I'm feeling. He's feeling very trapped in this situation. Dennis, what are you picking up?
I got finances and health is what he's dealing with right now, finances and health. I'm not seeing necessarily it's his health, maybe it's his child, but I see
mm-hmm.
health issues and financial issues.
Yes, if the health issues is probably with the wife, because she has health issues. And she keep, like calling him saying she's going to kill herself and stuff like that.
Oh, great. Okay.
But I was thinking, I don't know, maybe I said, he I don't want to say he was lying. I don't want to just accuse him that he's really going through something. because he had closed that.
Did you meet this guy on a date.com thing?
No.
I'm just curious.
We knew each other.
You met him in person, so you didn't meet him online. Is that what you're telling me?
I knew him a long time ago, and we reconnected through Instagram.
Okay, whatever he's dealing with, it's the same thing as we've been telling everybody. It's this retrograde thing, and it's making things very rough on him right now. He's not happy with the situation, but he needs to deal with it because it does involve his child. So
mm-hmm.
that is all that he is doing right now. He's not lying to you. He's telling you the truth with whatever he's telling you. He is telling you the truth. He's not with another woman. He is definitely just dealing with the problems that he has with his child.
Oh, okay. All right, thank you. That was so helpful. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling. Have a beautiful week. Next caller, area code 313. You're on the air with Miss Nina and Linus. Who's this? What did you say?
Sherelle. Hello. How are you?
Okay. Sherelle?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, hi, Sherelle. Welcome to
Sherelle,
the show.
Sherelle. Hello. How are you? Good.
Sure,
how are
good.
You?
Yourself.
Okay.
Terrific.
Thank you for asking.
So, what can we answer for you today, Ms. Sherelle?
You want to? Let's get straight to it, huh? Yes, I'm calling in regards to when I will see Sam again. Have a seat in the week.
When are you going to see Sam again?
Yeah, or
I'm
how
sorry?
He's feeling. Yes, or how he's feeling, or what is.
No, I want. We do one question. What do you want
to
ask the angels?
When would I see him?
You want to say, when are you going to see Sam again? Okay. Is he in the military?
No, he's not. I just saw him last week.
Sherelle, I don't want Jesus to take the wheel, but I will. You said you haven't seen him, but you just saw him last week. Which is it? You just saw him last week, and you're asking a few days later, when are you going to see him again?
No. Okay, let me just, okay, so how does he feel about me? Just put it basic like that.
Okay, so I'm going to the angels now. I'm going to ask them, how does Sam feel about Sherelle? Okay.
Okay.
Is Sam even a person?
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm getting some funny feelings about you right now, and I'm sorry, but I'm going to be honest, because I always say I don't lie. Even if I shoot from the hip, I'm going to tell you what I feel.
Mm-hmm.
With you, I'm feeling funny, like I almost feel like maybe you might be psychic, or are you trying to run a game, or what? There's something about you that's not clicking with me and the angels. Okay, so I'm being honest here. But I also want to ask about this Sam guy.
I think that's more important.
I'm not getting anything on him. Nina, Heather, or Holly, are you picking up anything on this guy? I just got a blank board right now.
It's not even the blank board. It's black. I'm not picking up a darn thing. Either you are sending up signals to block us, Sherelle, or he is blocking us. One of the two.
Yeah, somebody's blocking us. That's what I got, too, is a black. I got a black board, just like a chalkboard. So there's nothing.
Yeah,
I'm not even getting anything from my angels. Huh?
No, Holly is picking up nothing, too. And so is Heather. We're all picking up a blank. So somebody is blocking us.
Blocking us from reading you. Yep. Is it you, Sherelle? Are you blocking us, girl?
No. No.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. I'll tell you this. Call back. We'll be back on the air next Sunday. Call back next Sunday, and maybe then we can pick up something and give you better information. But right now, none of us are picking up anything for you.
Okay, thank you. You have a good
day. Okay, sorry. Yeah, you have a wonderful weekend, lady, and thanks
you
for calling.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Oh, that doesn't happen often that all four of us are blocked like that.
I'm going to call you after the show.
Yeah. No, it doesn't happen often that all four of us are blocked, and there's usually a reason for the blockage. So, yeah, whatever it is, we'll figure it out. Okay, next caller. So much for a 2-minute warning, huh?
All right, area code 916, good evening. You're on the air with Miss Lennis and Lord have mercy, Miss Nina Lennis. Who's this?
Hi, Lennis. This is Ray again. Do you remember chatting with me?
Oh, yes. Hello,
oh, Ray, going to Sacramento, right? What's going on, bro?
Yeah. Hey, how's it going? Hey,
great.
How are things going with you guys?
Awesome.
I have no complaints. Everything is good, Ray. Thank you for asking. Appreciate it. Yeah, everything's going well.
Great. So I was just kind of calling to see, since we've last chatted, I think I've made a full change of direction, coming back to Sacramento. I've done a lot of networking and more, learning about, about the workplace here in Sacramento and, maybe I just need some guidance as I pick up steam. Maybe if you guys can feel energy around me or if there what you can help me out with that, if that's possible.
Yes, because you're going in the political field, Ray. There's a older gentleman, and I'm saying older because I know you're young, probably early 50s, that would assist you. But I thought I saw this before, that this gentleman would come up and help you in that career. Do you still want to go into politics, babe?
That's exactly what I'm trying to get into.
Okay. There is a gentleman. They're telling me right now he's 52 and he has a full head of hair, but it's mostly gray with a little black in the temples. He is either a representative or a senator. He's something back there in the legislature. But this man will help you to get started in that field.
I don't see
a name. Jesus, I wish I could see a name.
I was kind of maybe interested. I don't know if you could give me like a timeline ish, maybe 2, 5, 8, 9 months. I don't know. I'll tell you the reason why I asked that is I've been setting up a lot of informational interviews. The political scene here in Sacramento, it's really difficult to get into. It's not impossible, but it is difficult. And I've been meeting with the right people. And, some of the right people have now said, hey, they're shooting me emails now. Like, hey, Ray, look at this job that's opened up. And so I know I'm making the right headway. And I just want to get a job. I'm sick and tired of driving for Uber and Lyft in San Francisco. And so I have an interview. I have a phone interview set up coming up tomorrow, actually. And I got another one next week with an older gentleman. And so I'm just so eager to start my career, and I don't know if you saw the timeline, I guess. I'm just eager. That's why I called.
Okay, Ray, I just got, while you were talking, the angels told me there's 3 job opportunities. So, yes, I can see that you're putting out the applications. I see a table, and you're steadily, I see the paper. You fill it out, and then I'll fill it out. Yeah, I can see you sitting there doing that. But 3 of them, you will have choices, 3, to go to work. There will be an option of 3, and I see that very strongly. It's just you deciding which one you want to work at and what's going to benefit you the most, right? And not only money, but for your political aspirations, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So keep doing that. Don't stop. Go ahead, Nina. I'm sorry.
I pick up a timeline.
Wait. Nina, before she gets, can I ask one last thing and then, with this, do you sense school with it, or should I just continue with my career with what I'm doing?
Continue with your career, and I see a timeline of 2 weeks, Ray. You'll be working.
Oh.
Right. Right after Mercury retrograde. Thank you, Nina. That's what I saw, too, was the end of the month. And it'll be after Mercury retrograde. So, yep, Mercury retrograde rate ends on the 28th, which is Thursday after next. So fill out those applications with all that you're going to do. And, and by the 1st of April, not April Fools, you're going to work.
That's interesting. Thank you, guys. And, for those of you guys that are listening, you guys are pretty good. I wanted to add the point that I've also really been interested in going back to school, but I wasn't sure. And I figured that if school was in my purview, you guys would have brought it up by now. But just the fact that you guys can bring it up, I think I know what I want to do now. But I really appreciate the reading, ladies.
Oh, you're welcome.
Sure.
Just call us anytime. Go ahead, and please let us know how you're doing, because I'm really interested. The angels are very, very happy to give me information on you. And it comes very quickly. So, please call us back and let us know. Now, as far as school goes, they are telling me go to work, and if you really want to, take evening classes.
I saw you working on a gig during the day. So, if you went to school, it would be at night. Yeah, I did see the same thing, too.
And Lenny, can you, before I go for the listeners, can you tell us how to get a hold of you again? Because I know I've got a private reading with you before. How do we contact you again?
Yes. TheEssenceOfSuccess.net.
Gotcha. Okay.
TheEssenceOfSuccess.net, all one line. And when you get on the site, the first page, when you scroll down, you'll see me and Nina right then. And for your readings, though, you'd have to go to the reading icon up above. And then when you scroll down, you'll see the bookings,
Perfect.
Whatever whatever day and time, and you pay. That's it. Yep.
Okay.
And they'll send a
notification.
You're most welcome, Ray.
Thanks
for calling. Jesus, we're wishing you the very best. Thanks for keeping us in touch. We appreciate it.
I need it. Have a good one, baby.
Okay, you too, darling. Okay, well, now we're down to the 2 minutes. That's no lie.
I don't even have to say there's a 2 minute warning, because that's all the time we've got. So it's time to wind it up, and thank you all for calling.
Yes. Thank you from around the world in the chat room on the phone. Thank you, Heather and Holly. And, of course, me and Nina, we thank ourselves, too, for being here. And don't forget, the full moon is the 20th or the 23rd, and Mercury retrograde will be out of that sucker by the 28th. So write it on your calendars, because then you could go like the Oprah, aha, I'm free now. I can go on and do what I normally do. So think about it. And thank you to all the callers who called in today. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Yes, I'm starting it. Okay, Nina.
Okay, love and light to all of you as well, Heather. Love and light to all of you. Thank you for calling from around the world in the chat room, and thank you for listening. We'll be back with you on Sunday. God bless you all, and let's get through this full moon and Mercury retrograde. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Good night. Good night, Matt.
Good night. Good show, Nina.
Silence takes over. Saying all we need to say. There's endless possibilities in the moves we can make. Your kiss is giving every indication. If it's hard.